Hello, one and all, and welcome along to the latest instalment of the Seals podcast. I'm your host, Albert Davis, and we've got plenty to get through here on episode 28 of your official Chester FC podcast. You can catch up, of course, on everything we've done so far on theSealsPodcast.buzzsprout.com, and we're on all of your favourite apps, including Apple and Spotify. So, let's jump into the February show. First up is the Blues assistant manager, Colin Woodthorpe. Colin returned to Chester in his off-field role last summer, coming back to the club he started his very career at, making his senior debut as a 17-year-old for the club in the 1985-86 campaign. Working alongside manager Callum McIntyre and first-team coach Mike Alcock, the Blues moved back up to fifth in the table on Saturday with a dramatic late 2-1 victory over Bradford Park Avenue. We caught up with him ahead of Tuesday's trip to Hereford, with the Blues looking to hunt down those above them in the National League North table. Colin, obviously we're talking off the back of Saturday's away victory at Bradford Park Avenue. It was a fantastic fight back in the last 10 minutes, and that could prove to be a huge 3 points in the context of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't hit the mark as we were trying to do in the game in terms of what we were wanting to do, but if that's one thing, the lads do not give up. So if it's not going their way, they dig in and they dig in. And I didn't have a feeling we'd lose the game, even though it wasn't going our way particularly. So yeah, absolutely, it'll be very important 3 points just because of the Tuesday Saturday games that we've got in the coming weeks.
In recent weeks, I think statistically it would show probably that we haven't got what we've deserved in some games. So to sort of not be at the races for 80 minutes, if you like, and to get those 3 points, it sort of almost evens itself out a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. I mean, obviously we were disappointed not to take all three points at Gloucester. And then you look at the results and we could have been in the slipstream of people above us a little bit more. Just going about our business without sort of sticking our head above the parapet. So, yeah, it will even itself out. But listen, we just keep going, and we'll see where it takes us.
It's another injury time goal, an injury time winner this time. So many late goals this year. Is it down to fitness? Is it a mentality thing with the players? They don't know when they're beat.
It's a mixture of both. Listen, you see teams tire. You can physically see teams tire against us, and if we're still in with a shout, games don't get away from us. The only time that's really happened was Kingsland at home, and we got back into that game unbelievably. Yeah, the training helps the way that we run our model. So it's a little bit of both. I mean, it'd be subconscious. The mentality is unbelievable. It is. Everybody is in it together. And you just do not know when the beat.
It almost feels like it was yesterday that you were back at the club and as assistant manager. It's sort of time's flown by this season, but how much have you enjoyed being back at Chester?
It's my first club. It will always be my first club in terms of love the city. It gave me my opportunity to go and travel around in the world, really, where in at certain clubs to go and play football. So it's given me everything. So absolutely love it. It's right on my doorstep. Absolutely love it.
And obviously it's sort of it's a different time. It was you know, back then to now. There's things like we're standing at the KGV Sports Hub, which is a fantastic new development for the city and for the football club. And then on the flip side, I think we're stood about 200 yards of smell of toast, and there's Barry and Pam Ipkiss, who I'm sure are familiar faces to you from the past.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of different people here that have been around since I was here 30 something years ago. You can't run a club without these people. I've been at clubs where they've been trying to be pushed out the door, telling you it doesn't work. You need these people. They are the lifeblood of the club. Yeah, this facility is unbelievable. We used to train at the Rudy, and opposite the old Manweb building, and all over the place. Satan Camp. We used to train everywhere on terrible pitches, as well as the one behind Sealand Road by the dismantled skateboard park. This place is unbelievably good. So it's seeing these people and seeing this place, it's fantastic. Hip kisses, love them. class them as family because they've always kept in touch with me and followed me through what I've done. And they're just an absolutely brilliant family, and they've done so much for this football club.
In terms of a staff, a team, if you like, obviously you come in as Callum's assistant, Mike Alcott, Luke Davis have also come across. Obviously in your previous role, you as a force have had fantastic success last season, getting to the playoff final. And again, this year there's been fantastic progression. What do you think it is that sort of it works so well for you guys as a team?
All different people, all different points of view. It works. It worked in previous role with a different club. I mean, I want to try and continue my run of not being outside a playoff in every, or a promotion in every full season that I've been on the coaching side. I know it's unrealistic, but I want the run to keep going. So it's something you don't want to give up easily. But we work well together. I mean, the right people are in charge of the club. That's what I'll say.
It's a relentless run at the minute, isn't it? Saturday, Tuesday. Next up's Hereford. It's three away games in 7 days, but the opportunity to keep pushing up that table and round off what's been a successful week so far on the road with 4 points.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our away form has been excellent. Everybody knows that. The stats will prove that. The Tuesday-Saturday games are relentless. At this time of year, you need 10 pints of enthusiasm. You've got to get through January, February, and then see where you are. Everybody's got to do it, though. Some teams are in a worse boat than we are. So we've just been talking about, haven't we? It's Monday now, and it feels like the next minute will be Friday again, and you've got a game. It's good in a way because it keeps you busy, but it's good because you keep picking the points up. Some teams won't be picking the points up, and I don't think they'll be relishing the prospect. But we've just got to. It is what it is, and you just keep going.
And we talk about sort of next up, it'll be Friday. I'm sure the focus is all on tomorrow night at Hereford, but there's two home games coming up against sides that still think that they probably can finish in the top seven. We won in our last home game. We talked about sort of getting back to winning ways at home. It was a deserved win. It came late, but psychologically it must have a big benefit on the group going into these next two home matches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the three games coming up against teams that are in these mid-table positions where they put a run together, they'll be pushing for at least that seventh place. So on paper, the three games are difficult. Hereford, Banbury, who I thought were excellent when we played them away, and Kidderminster, a big team in this division, and will probably start to put a run together. They would think they've got a chance. So it's very difficult fixtures on paper. So we've got to be right up there, and we get beyond those three games and let's see where we are.
So there's a view from the Blues dugout. Now for the thoughts of a man on the pitch, it's Ollie Haywood. Like Colin, a left back, and like Colin, a Chester FC Academy graduate, Haywood has had a positive breakthrough season so far, having now made 24 senior appearances for the club. Here he is on the Seals podcast. Ollie, obviously we're talking off the back of a fantastic away win. It was a great fight back at the end there, and a really important 3 points, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was absolutely massive. I think it just sums up the character that this group of lads has this season. You know, so many late goals. I wouldn't even say we played particularly well on Saturday, but, you know, we always seem to find a way to get the results that we want. And I think you can see what it means to everyone, whether that's the players, staff, fans on the pitch at the end. It's absolutely brilliant. And the togetherness that, you know, everyone's built around the club this year has been fantastic.
Something you touched on there, obviously we've played better, it's fair to say, in recent games and not got the rewards perhaps that we deserved. So to perhaps not sort of hit that standard, but to come away winning the game, does that almost feel like an extra high?
Yeah, I think you're bang on, and I think that's the sign of a really good team when you can pick points up when not playing particularly well. Like you say, it's been frustrating in a few games when we actually, you know, have really dominated our opponents and not got the 3 points. But I think, you know, sometimes doing it the other way, obviously ideally every game we'd pick up the maximum points playing exactly how we want to play, but sometimes that's not the case. And to still get the 3 points during a game that we really wanted to be winning is fantastic, really. Yeah,
let's talk about those late goals. Obviously, it's at the stage now where it's less of a coincidence and it's more of a regular pattern. Is it a fitness thing? Is it a mentality thing? Is it a bit of both? What sort of goes into such to go right to the end and to get them goals?
To be honest, I think it's a culmination of things, what you touched on there, the fitness of the lads. You know, we really put the work in throughout pre-season, start of the season, obviously, with the morning training, that can probably help with that. So I think there's definitely an element to that where we can end up running on top of teams at the end of games. Obviously, the mentality of the team, it definitely comes into that because, you know, when you're out on the pitch, it feels as though we're always going to score, no matter how well or how bad we're playing almost. We always feel like we'll be able to get a goal. And obviously, with the club being so massive, especially for this level, you always know that you've got the fans behind you to really go and push you to get them late goals. We've seen so many this season, and I think they play a massive part in it too, to give us the belief that we can go on and win games. And also, I think the more that you build on that, the more that opposition, you know, you can sense that they know we're going to be fighting right to the very end. And I think that definitely has a psychological impact on them and sometimes can allow us to go on and get them goals.
Let's talk about you personally, because you could almost split your season up into a few chapters. Obviously, you started the season, you were in the side battling for your place with Lewis Colton, who was in on loan from Preston at the time. You had that spell on loan as well, and now sort of battling back and forth with Alex Brown and, you know, your competition for places in your area. But as a first year pro, if you like, you must be really enjoying that challenge.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You can always split my season up into a few, really, but I've absolutely loved every minute of it, whether I've been in the building, out of the building, in the team or not. And I think that's really, it's a testament to the, you know, the squad that the gaffer's built, because there's always competition for places. You can look at that all around the team. I know we've struggled with injuries at times, but every, you know, 16, 18-man squad that we've thrown together, it's been really competitive. And, you know, nobody can comfortably say, you know, they've got that position in the team, because there's always somebody coming to fight for it. And I think that's definitely the same for me. You know, we've got really good competition along the back four. But to be honest, I've just loved every minute of it. And like you say, being in my first year in proper senior football, really, those experiences, I know they'll definitely help me in the future. And I've taken so much from this year so far, and hopefully we can finish it off on a real high.
We're in a fantastic position, aren't we, now? And obviously it's a bit of busy 7 days on the road, but how important is it to just follow that up with another big 3 points against Hereford?
Yeah, it's absolutely vital, because the games are coming round thick and fast, really. And especially with this being the third away game in a row, I mean, I know that doesn't really seem to affect us this year with our incredible away record, but it's really just about you know, moving on to the next game, not reflecting too much on the game that's just been. The gaffer's really drilling that home to us. Obviously, we analyse every game really thoroughly, but it is really about just taking the positives, what could we have done better, and moving on to the next game. And obviously, it's not stopping, really. It's continuous Saturday, Tuesday, but that's where we need the whole squad, and everyone's going to play their part, and we just got to keep taking it game by game and trying to pick up as many points as we can.
It is a really busy time at the minute with the Saturday, Tuesdays. Then we go into two home games back-to-back. Obviously, you know, it's been spoken about, done to death almost, about the home record this year, but to get the goal and to win the game against Boston in the manner we did, do you think that's going to help us sort of kick on at the Diva a bit more?
Yeah, I definitely think it will. And to be honest, I think the last few games, especially at the Diva, we've actually played really well. Obviously, there's a different dynamic to those games. Some teams will be coming to sit back, maybe just play for a point, etc. But it's down to us to really, you know, adapt our game from how we play away from home to suit that in our home games. But I think the Banbury and Kidderminster games absolutely suit us down to the ground, really, in terms of the opposition that we've performed so well against this year. And I think, like you say, off the back of getting one, a good performance against Boston, but two, to score so late and, you know, really give us that lift at home, I think that'll be massive to take into those next two games.
And those games, of course, you look at the previous sort of attendances, I think the club's on sort of a run that we haven't seen for 10 years of 2,000 plus attendances. It must be great to have that back in, and the crowds continue to come in their numbers.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable, really. They don't shock me, you know, when I hear about these records, because they're just an absolutely fantastic set of supporters. And, you know, that's not wavered at all season. They, like you say, they keep breaking these records. Every time you go out of the Diva, you know they're going to be backing him. I think, as I mentioned earlier, that's going to have a massive impact on our opponents as well. even the support that they've been giving us away from home, they're following us in fantastic numbers. And I think, you know, as a group, our message to the fans would just be to really continue that support, and it's so greatly appreciated by all of us, you know, in and around the squad. And I think that could be a really defining factor coming into the running towards the end of the season.
So now on to our final guest. Kurt Willoughby's 23 goals so far this term have been a superb return for the club, but there's no one in better form at present than Chester FC women's forward Molly Wood. Since the start of 2023, the attacker has now scored 12 goals in 7 matches for Martin Fitzsimmons' side. Here she is talking to our resident interviewer, Alex Caddick.
Hello and welcome back to the Seals podcast. My name is Alex Caddick and today I'm joined by Chester women's forward Molly Wood. Molly, how are you doing today?
Hi Alex, I'm alright, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. We'll just talk through yesterday's game first. It was a loss, unfortunately, but a good fight back shown in the second half. How did you feel about yesterday's game? We'll come back on it.
I'm a bit gutted, to be honest. I think for me, it felt like a bit of a must-win game to keep us in the title race. So, it was a hard one to take. But it was a good fight back from the girls in the second half. I just don't think we gave it enough in the first half.
In terms of you individually, you've scored a lot of goals and hat-tricks as well since the turn of the year. How do you feel you're doing individually at the minute for Chester?
I think I'm a lot fitter than I was last season. So I think that's helped a lot this season going into it. And I've been... Obviously, scoring goals helps with the confidence, so I've been feeling more confident as well. Hopefully, I can keep scoring goals and keep us going.
I had the chat with Martin as well earlier in the year about his managing, his coaching there. How important do you think he's been for you and the team?
Yeah, I think he's been really important. So I think, especially this season, you can see everything that we're doing in training is coming out in matches. And the girls are really gelling together, and you can just see it all flowing from training to a Sunday match day.
There's still, as well, so many games to be played that you've got a few in hand in the league table. Are you aiming as a team to try and push up the table as much as you possibly can?
Yeah, obviously we want to win games, so we want to try and win every game we play, really. Obviously, it's not always possible, as yesterday shows, but as a team, we play to have fun and to win games. So hopefully, I think we've got about 9 games left. Hopefully we can win all 9 of them in my eyes. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And the final question I've got for you is, women's football in general has like made such good strides as the last few years, especially with the Euros win. How good is it to see as a female footballer yourself, women's football finally starting to get the recognition it deserves?
Oh yeah, obviously it's brilliant. The amount of stories you hear now about young girls starting off in girls' teams and the colleges that they have for women's football and stuff now, it's amazing. Like, when I was first started, I had to play with the boys until I was probably about 13, 14 because there just wasn't enough interest for girls. So it's brilliant to see all the young girls now. They've got kind of like heroes to look up to who are women in football, not just the men as well.
And that'll do it for episode 28 of the podcast. Thanks to our guests Colin, Ollie and Molly, and we look forward to welcoming you back to the show in March, and if you're there, see you at Hereford tomorrow night. Bye for now.